with the morning after. Good morning. It's Q105. Free weddings. Details on that coming on Monday morning. Probably on Denny's show. You can also check out the website, Q1055.com. Tarek Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus. Our friend is Ashley. Our friend Ashley is here today. What were you talking about like 2 seconds ago?
Apple Watch?
Something else. I thought for a minute about getting the AirPods, because nobody likes when the earbud wires get all tangled.
Right.
We're going to do what's the word in a second here. But I wonder how, like, I'll deal with the untangling as opposed to potentially losing an earbud.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't heard those stories, but that seems like very likely to happen. Like, you're not losing that long wire. Like, I'll dig through my gym bag for it. But I could see how the AirPod, one of the buds, could get lost pretty easily.
Yeah, I mean, I don't work out, but I can assume, like, throwing them in a bag would probably be a problem. Like, what if you miss?
Now you just got AM radio.
Yeah, or if it falls on the floor, then you got, like, athlete's foot in your ear, and it just seems weird.
Dee, have you thought of AirPods?
No, I have Bluetooth headset.
Gotcha.
So I'm happy. I also said I was happy with what I had before, so but whatever.
Right.
So yeah, it's possible, but I'm happy with what I got.
Okay. What's the word here in just a second? On Tuesday morning, we're just a couple months out from the NAMI walk that I'm a part of, National Alliance on Mental Illness, and we'll be in your old neighborhood, Ashley, from 11 to 1 on Tuesday at SIP.
Oh, yeah.
Was that open before you closed?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You ever
it
go
opened
over there?
Right before I closed. I did not.
Good place.
Good.
Good place. So 11 to 1 for any kind of like general information you need for the NAMI walk on Tuesday. You can also Google NAMI Toledo, NAMI walk. But come on out if you'd like to. There are gift cards. If you are a team captain or you're putting a team together and you raise $50, you get to choose from a $25 gift card from lots of local businesses. And that's Tuesday, 11 to 1 at SIP for the NAMI walk. And I'll be out there with my friend Mary and some other people. You guys will fill in the word here for some local and big news stories, okay?
Yeah.
Be as creative as you think you can be. First one up, Toledo being ranked fourth best city to achieve the American dream, according to a survey out of Xavier U, is blank. D?
Are we sure about that? That's a real thing?
The explanation of the... of where the survey came from was long, so I just put Xavier U.
Oh.
But us being ranked the fourth best city to achieve the American dream is blank.
Is believable?
I like it.
Yeah, I'd say quite possibly true.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Cost of living versus like the opportunity. Things are cheap now.
My answer would be is questionable. I don't even know what the American dream is anymore. Like, isn't it just having wireless internet?
No, it's to find a minority and then blame all your problems on them. That is the American dream.
Or to have two working parents where you can only each spend 2 hours a day with them.
Yeah.
That's right. What the American dream is.
Perrysburg, this is a different survey. This is from Wallet Hub, and they put these out every now and then. It's kind of clickbaity, but Perrysburg being named the top city to raise a family in by Wallet Hub, Ashley, is blank.
Is rich. I would find it rich. Rich that it's Perrysburg.
D, what's yours?
It's not the fourth best city to achieve the American dream.
Sylvania, and this is Wallet Hub... top city to raise a family in. Sylvania was 13th, Maumee was 25th, and Toledo was 153rd.
So let me get this straight. You have to live in Perrysburg to raise your beautiful family, drive to Toledo for your dream,
right,
and then drive back home to Perrysburg.
Correct.
Your dream is in Toledo.
Right.
But the family
but
is
your
elsewhere.
Family. Dream's too dangerous to live close to.
Yeah.
I love these things. Because they're fun to like parse through, and the Wallet Hub has like all the way they grade and create that rating, like things to do, places to eat, so on and so forth. And I didn't dig.
When's the city gonna raise up and go, look, I'm not gonna let you bully me, Wallet Hub.
Like, not today.
Not today. Like, you don't get to say mean things about us, Wallet Hub.
Ashley, the government shutdown last week was blank.
Extremely childish. Just one side fighting over another.
The government shutdown was blank.
Did anybody notice?
It was over the weekend.
Did anybody, I mean, honestly, they're, like, government workers got 2 days off. non-essential.
Paid.
Got 2 days off. They got furloughs. Oh, for 2 days.
If you were a government worker, were you secretly kind of hoping?
If I'm a government worker, I got a burn phone that I'm sending like mean texts to each other political party. Like, you know, like Pelosi just called you a fat ass. And then I got another phone where I'm texting Pelosi like, oh my God, everybody says you're a lesbian. And then and signed the Republican Party. And she's like, well, I'm not dealing with anybody now. And you're just like, ooh, 2 more days off.
And they would not have gotten paid regularly then, but at some point there would have been back pay. Mm-hmm. So the government shutdown was
a bigger deal to the government.
Yeah.
Ashley, Tom Brady in the Super Bowl is...
I'm over it. That's all I got to say.
D, Tom Brady in the Super
Tiresome, Bowl. Tiresome, tiresome, tiresome. I get it. I get it. He's been there half of his career. Oh, my God. He's the GOAT. The best quarterback to ever play the game. Oh, but... Oh, wait a minute, though. He is a cheater. So, anyway... I'm over it. Who cares? I get it. The Patriots have a system. Bill Belichick is Satan. I get it.
Tom Brady in the Super Bowl is typical.
Yeah.
How would it feel to know that like maybe this was a deal he worked out with Satan, and then once he retires, Giselle Bundchen turns into a dude?
Or all his hair falls out immediately?
Yeah.
That'd be perfect.
Or like he ages like Dorian Gray.
Like instantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's the worst.
I've officially lost all of my sports emotion because the Eagles.
Really? The Eagles are playing. I would have thought you'd
all of it.
Have like a little Philly. Ooh.
Sean Haggerty's been walking around with an Eagle erection all week. But
enough for the both of you.
Yeah, yeah. Ed Sheeran getting engaged after dating Cherry Seaborn for 3 years is blank, Ashley.
About damn time. 3 years
I had,
is like the cutoff.
From all his songs, I had no idea he was in a long-term relationship.
And her name's Cherry Seaborn. Like, that's, yeah.
D, Ed Sheeran getting engaged after dating Cherry Seaborn for 3 years is?
Shows you that even hot girls will take 3 years to really get to know an ugly dude. He just does. He's popping with personality.
My word is gingery.
Gingery.
She was like, oh, we're going to have to talk some more.
Okay.
Here we go. Ashley, Tide Pods would taste good if blank.
Covered in chocolate. Everything's better with chocolate. Or cheese.
D?
If more dumb people ate them. I say if you're thinking about it and you're over the age of 17, go for it.
Yeah, natural selection of sorts, right?
Ashley, Cardi B will blank at the Grammys tomorrow night.
Ow. It's like Tucker's favorite new word.
D, Cardi B will blank at the Grammys tomorrow night.
I don't know. What? I want to. My gut instinct is to say, pull down her pants and take a poop on the stage.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But you asked me. That's my gut.
I did not know the Grammys were tomorrow night. So that's good
Cardi
information
B
to know.
Will drip with finesse at the Grammys.
She is hot now.
Did she get too... Not hot, like, physically looking.
Yes, she is.
I know, but did she get too hot too fast? Like, is this star going to burn out too quick?
No, I don't think so.
Like, it was, like, in, like, 6 months.
Yeah.
Maybe?
I don't know. I really don't want to see her back on Love & Hip Hop because out of all the people who were on that show, I liked her the most. And if she's got to go back, they're going to crap talk her so much.
Yeah.
Like, look at where you were, and now look at where you are. But I hope she's not. I mean, she's really funny.
She is really funny. She's hilarious. She's like my favorite person to watch those like little videos on right now.
Last one. And I just read this headline last night. Infamous drug lord El Chapo promising to not kill his jurors is blank, Ashley.
A huge fat lie. He's going to hunt them down and like pluck their toenails.
Strangely reassuring. He's in with all the other ones. He promised not to kill us. You know that. That was his word. He's El Chapo keeps his word.
Infamous drug lord El Chapo promising not to kill his jurors is pinky swearable.
Pinky swearable.
Glass City Grind, what's that? I think Cheryl Leonard will be in with us in a couple of minutes.
Broadcasting from